I know. Let's just tie together the sugya. It's very straightforward sugya. The halacha of Shema Hadar. Shema Hadar is sugya in Shnei Mochsim. Where it says, because of Tzitzah Yashavat Tov. Let's just see how the Rambam defines the halacha of Shema Hadar. Chabez Ma'al V'lova. Chabez halacha tazayin. Bezin shishamu lebalchov, bein minichse lova, bein mishubodim shirab lokeach. Lachazman, isiga yodo shalova, o shal nitra for your shame, yule balchov, as maoso, masalkin, also maoso hakarka. Something that applies only to karka, says the Rambam. Shashum b'chozeres l'baylim la'olam mishum shenema v'asiso hayosh v'hatov. What does that mean? Rambam limits this to karka. I borrowed from you 10 million shekel. Time comes to pay, can't pay. Bezin forecloses on my house. 3 months later, I get the money, get my house back. Why? Sisa Yashatov. Sisa Yashatov, halacha that certain chiyuvim lifn vishur sadin, Bezin will enforce. It's the kind of the Rabbanon, the Rambam. Take a look, the Rambam, the end of Hilcha Shechinim. Well, last Rambam, Perek Yudal, Lochahei. Kol Arotz Limkor Karka. If I want to sell, I have an upstairs neighbor. My upstairs neighbor wants to sell his house. Now, I put in a bid for it. Someone else puts in a bid for it. And we put in the same bid. For me, it means if I get my upstairs neighbor, I'll connect it to a house. I'll have a much bigger house. The other one, it's not a house. Halacha, b'metzvah. Kol arotz limkor karka, bo shnayim kol echad mehen omar ani akach b'dom ha'meila. Okay. So, and what happens? So there are also halachas. We say the same price. So if I'm a bar metzvah, I get priority. If the person went and sold it to the person who's not a bar mitzvah, I can go and get it back. Okay. Okay, all sorts of who gets first. Adisa Yoshua Tov. Now, there are two types of Otsisa Yoshua Tov. One is Lachatchila, and one is the Bezin will enforce it. And it's important Magid Mishnah here. Magid Mishnah says that this is a Chiyib Doraisa, but left up to Chachamim to decide when Yishra Yoshua Tov is enforceable or not enforceable. This is the halacha of Shumah Hadar. I owe the money, bears and forecloses, so it becomes totally the property of the one for whom bears and forecloses. The Rambam limits it to karka. I can get always my karka back. And then there's certain circumstances. That's one halacha. Our halacha, even though the Gemara talks about the apatna, when we say shumah betolos, has nothing to do whatsoever with shumah hadar l'chora. It's a separate halacha. So we have to separate two possible separate halachas. So let's, there are two Rambans we have to put together. Understand how the Ramban understood what the chiyuvim of a shomer is. Gemara says, kol lo yodana pshiusa. And exactly how to define that, we'll see in different Rishonim how they define it and how they understand what the chiyuvim of a shomer are. Now, let's just review. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Chav Chel Somad Beis, which is very key for our sugya. Nigna Vabonus, Vahukar Aganif. So, Om Rabbi, Im Shomachinum. Okay. All sorts of halachas. But we're talking about a case where the person is potter. Let's say, so the moment it's nigna bonus, let's say from a shomachinim, let's take an extreme case. So he has no chiyav achrayas, but his original chiyav hashava still exists. Gemara has a case. Gonam bibeis hashomer umeisu bipshi. Nigna v'baonus. Nigna v'baonus. V'hechzer ganav bibeis shomer. And the ganav brought it back to the shomer's house. Umeisu bipshi. Ma, mi arvin kev in the nigna v'baonus kol yulei shmira. So the shmira, the chi of shmira, the chi of achrayas is gone. And it cannot be reinstated. Dilma came with the hodra lishmirasa, or it gets reinstated, or as a take. But the moment it's taken from him, even though there may be a chi of hashava, but there is no there's no chi of achrayas, a chi of shmira. Only Gemara has a question, can be reinstated. Now, what is the case the Gemara is talking about here? It's a relatively simple case. There is no chiyav tashlum, and there is no payment. Nigna v'bonus. He said hareini mishalim. He didn't say hareini mishalim. But when we learned at that point, it was a little before we went into it. So let's see how the Rambam quotes it. Nigna v'bonus. Let's just see. Vav. Perches shalav pekon alocha vav. Nigdma ha pekon bonus. After the Rambam finishes talking about everything in here. Yachar choka aganav. Echad shomachin v'echad shomasocha otsa din amaganav. Yeah, v'enu nishba. He doesn't have to take a shu. Kodam and he says, listen, it's stolen. I know where it is. I want to chase it down. Kodam and nishba v'yachar choka aganav. He took a shvuah. And then hukah aganav. Em shomachinam hu. He was a shomachinam. Rotsa omer b'shvuas. Rotsa dinam aganav. Nimshom Asachu Osed Nimodin. Okay. Ram's talking, there was no payment whatsoever. But what do we see? There's a Chiyav Hashava. And the Chiyav Hashava is Chal on the Shomer. There's no Chiyav Achrayas, but the Chiyav Hashava still exists. This is one Gemara we see. Okay, now, let us get to our Gemara. Ahu garfe, the ifki kipi gabi garfe. He gave a pikadon of jewelry. Amale lo yodana heichun uzvinhu. I don't know where I put it. Now, he doesn't say very much. So says, I don't know where I put it. It amale called lo yodana pshiusu. Zilshlin. Pay. He didn't pay him, business foreclosed. And then they found the jewelry and it gone up in price. Let's skip for a second going up in price. Amar of Nachman, Hadri Kipi Lamarayu, Hadra Padna Lamara. Give the Kipi back and give the Apadna back. The Apadna is Karka. Amar Rava, Havi Yisivna Kamedu of Nachman, Upirkin Amachmed Havi, Yarmi Le Shlim Vilo Rots, Shilim Vilo Rots Li Shava, Vilo Ehedili, Shavar Vilo Ehedili, my time, Hotsam Vichu Bedina, Ochichu Bedina, the memory of Sora of Nachman Shumahada, Shani Hotsam had nothing to do with Shumahada, says the Gemara, the Shuma Betos, the Kohave Kipim Mei Kara. Now, what does this mean? Let's see Rashi. Keeping the zomer bracelets. Viker. Okay. Sivna kishadon din ze pirke mafke. Marmer le shenlo rotzli shava. Tani matznitin de kone kvei lahai nami shilma vlikne rivcho di ikar. Let him. So according to Rashi, he paid. The only shaila was that the shomer should get the extra value, but not that he should get the guf hadover. That wasn't the question. So Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos Lamed Gimel on the base. And that's the only question. Shumatos, the Savahoyosha Ovdu and the Zom, Varelo Ovdu. He thought it was lost, and it wasn't lost. Share Bitchilas Hashumahoyo and the Zom Biyodo. Be very careful with Rashi. Rashi says, when Bezdin foreclosed, it was on his property. He had it. It was lost in his house. So Rashi says, we're not talking about a case where a ganav took it away, or he lost it in the street somewhere. No. They went to take in this piece of property. But in normal case of shomahada, like, hey, I gave you a 10 million, I took from you a 10 million shekel loan, and I didn't have the money and you foreclosed, then I owed you and you foreclosed, and that was a collection. That's a whole sugya of Shumahada, that depends, because there the collection is a total collection. You foreclosed on the property, it belongs to you. It's not a shaila, it's not a question. And I, later on, I want my house back, it's my house, I have the money, that's what Sisha Yasha told. That's Lifnibishur Sabin, then something Bezim will enforce, and Bezim will not enforce. Okay. That's how Rashi learns. Apparently, according to Rashi, what would be if it was actually stolen, was actually lost in the street, and then some tzaddik comes and says, oh, I found it, I want to give it back, so the shomer would be able to keep it. Why? The debt was paid. The debt was paid. It was foreclosed. Case closed. So we have another case where the shomer actually is kona the object, even if Bezdin forecloses. Obviously, the mafkid doesn't get both back. Doesn't get the money. Plus, he doesn't get both back. So the shomer is kona the object. So says Rashi. Comes along the Ramban. Ramban doesn't like it. But the Ramban has a whole svara. The Ramban is a Rashba. And we'll get down now, because according to Rashi, the Shomer has kinyonim. Where did the Shomer ever make a kinyonim that belongs to him? Where does it go from? Apparently he has kinyonim. And he has one of three chiyuvim. He has one of two chiyuvim. Give the object back or pay. The moment it's stolen, so his chiyuv shmira is gone. His chiyuv hashova is gone. And the moment he pays, everything is gone, and if the object is retrieved, his kinyanei shmira become kinyanim gemurim. Doesn't have to make a new kinyan, he already made a kinyan. So says Rash. There's another indication where kinyanei shmira are. Now,
Rabbi?
Yes.
How do we know that he doesn't get the things that he doesn't have to give the kinyan back, and there's sumo hodor?
Okay. Now you have a very good question. Maybe it's halacha shumah hadar anyway. Now here we'll have to understand where shumah hadar is. I gave you the Rambam sheet of shumah hadar only applies to karka. Right. And even if shumah hadar, when we get into shumah hadar, you'll see. Rambam says, so if the Rambam is going, Rambam says shumah hadar only applies to karka. I apply to Matalchum too. But then it's Medin V'yotzisa Yoshevatov. It's Medin V'yotzisa Yoshevatov. It's a whole different thing. All different things. Medin V'yotzisa Yoshevatov. Right now we're talking about two separate things, right? We're talking about Shumah Hodah. That means the original Gvi of Bezdin is gone. And it becomes a non-Gviyah. And may ikra din, the thing belongs to the person. There's another halacha. No, the gviyah bezin is a gviyah. Except lifnim, yishur sadin, chazal mere takana, then you have to give it back if it's a unique object. What? Listen, the Bailim are not going to get double. No one's getting double here. You don't get double here. The Bailim don't get money plus keeping. No, that doesn't happen. If Rashi said Shumah Batos is only when it's in my house, I can't find it, so it's not Nevar or Nignav. It's still, right? That's the only case we say Shumah Batos. That's what Rashi says, right? Very, very, he spells it out clearly, black and white. Right? That's the only time it happens. It's the only time it happens. He says, what would happen if a taka was stolen? Taka, it was lost in the street, and a month later, someone finds it with a name on it and says, I found it. Apparently, that's not a shum b'tos. Then we get into another halacha. So, me'ikar adin, before we get to a sisa yosha tov, where does it go to? It doesn't go back to the Bailim. The only reason it goes back to the Bailim would be because it was not nigdav, because there was no payment, right? The moment there's a payment, Rashi, if it was taken nigdav, it doesn't go back. So where does it go? The ganav keeps it. The ganav doesn't keep it. So who keeps it? It has to be the shomer keeps it. Now the second halacha now, v'asisa yashatov, that we have a question. When v'asisa yashatov applies? You have to separate the two types of shema adaka completely.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe the bailam would be kona both the kipi and the patna because of the shema, and he'll just reimburse him the tashlum and cash that he collected it for. But he keeps the actual patna. He's not gaining double.
No one gains double here, right?
But he's getting, maybe he gets.
Maybe he gets the key, the partner, and the chayfetz and pays him back.
That shema hadar, does he have to give back the actual patna, or he just has to reimburse the extra tashlum that he did?
Maybe. Okay. Let's see how that works. Okay. Now, into this comes the Ramban. He doesn't like this. Before we do this, let's just review. Ramban at Tzad Zayin, we've talked about. What's the case? The case is all suffix. What happened to the object? Ani Omer Hamilsa Plukta Damaroyi, he says in Machlokas Damaroyim, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Beis, in Ksuvah Daf Lama Dalet, Nirvam Avim Parasha Ulo Umesa, Yuchay. When a Yuchay up there, the Gemara is talking about a Chrayas Nechosim. When is the Chrayas Nechosim? When is the Shibur Chal? Mishas Shailam Shvur Mesa or Mishas Mashiach. Ramban says, it's not a shaila of whether or not the Shibur Nechosim. No. Ramban says it's a shaila on the Ikid Din Chiyuv of Hashomer. Ikid Din Chiyuv of Hashomer. He says, when I begin with the Chiyav HaShova. When does the Chiyav Tashlumen begin? When I cannot be Mekayim HaShova. So right, I begin with the Chiyav HaShova. That's how I begin. Then it's Nignav or not. It's Nignav, let's say. So I have to pay. I'm a Shomer Socher. So the moment the Ganav puts his hands on it, so then I have a Chiyav Tashlumen. But let's say I don't know whether it's Nignav or not. So I don't know whether I became Chayav. Or Mishas Mashiach is a Chiyav Tashlumen. From Mishas Mashiach, I said, either give it back or pay. So I know I have a Chiyav Tashlum. I can part of the Chiyav Tashlum by giving it back. What is the exact case of the Ramban? He's talking about, I was shol chatzi yom, I was socher chatzi yom. And I don't know if something happened to a b'shas, b'shah, I was a shol, b'shas, I was a socher. A shol is chayiv and onsen, socher, and something is nanas. So I don't know whether I've been chayiv and tashlumim. Ramban says, then you're damn this chayiv, then you're damn parait. And kama v'kama v'kama things. I rent from you a car that an employee of mine will drive. I'm a shoel. and I tell you I want my employee driving the car. And I don't know if it's Meis Machmas Melacha. I don't know if it's Meis Machmas Melacha or not. So, am I in Yodem Neschayavti, in Yodem, in Paraita? Is the Chiyav Tashlum begin from the Mashiacha or from the time the accident happened? I don't, okay. That's how the Ramban is. And how do we, and he says, and the Ramban says it is chal the chiyav tashlum is chal b'shas shvuru umesa. That means, according to the Ramban, I begin with the chiyav hashava. I told him I begin with the chiyav hashava. So, what happens in our case? And then, so there's a chiyav hashava. Now, I put it somewhere in the house, I can't find it. I can't be mekayim a chiyav hashava. The moment I can't be mekayim a chiyav hashava, so then I have a chiyav to pay. I find it. Let's take Rashi's case. I find it. Then all of a sudden, now I can't be mekayim a chiyav hashava. It turns out that the chiyav tashlumim that happened at that point was a temporary chiyav tashlumim until I am able to give it back to you. But then the Ramban goes a step further. Let's say it was nignaf. It was nignaf and I paid. Nignaf and I paid, says the Ramban. Wait a second. It always belonged to the owner. Even if it was lost, even if it was stolen, it's always belonged to the owner. And I always had a chiyav hashava to chase it down. Now it's found, I can be mekayem a chiyav hashava. I have a chiyav. We find out who the guy is, so I'm mekayem a chiyav hashava by giving it back. So the chiyav tashlumim that I have, the chiyav tashlum that I have is a temporary chiyav tashlum until which time I can be mekayim a chiyav hashava. If I can ever be mekayim a chiyav hashava, it's an absolute chiyav tashlum. But then it'll not depend at all on shemahata. The moment I am mekayim at some future time, the chiyav hashava, then all of a sudden, what happens? The chiyav tashlum disappears. Why? Because it always belonged to him. Now, he says Rashi and Rav Chananel don't agree with him. The Rambam does agree with him. Where did he see that the Rambam agrees with him? He says it's false. Ram perchetz halacha gimel, halo kona hakeifel, kona hashvach, abo meyelof, keitza. Hivkid arba so'in etzel chaveiro, haring shoven sela, venignavu o ovdu. Okay. Bama dremam shol hitrichan labayin labez, avam hodish haposha, chivu bezden liten, vam lozen bertzon, ashikavu bezden, the Bailam still get it back. Oh, wait a second. Let's forget the change in price. That's a side issue the Rambam's talking about. What has the Rambam told us? Nignav or Navad and Bezin forecloses, it goes back. So, goes back. They get it back. Now, the Ramban says, Rashi doesn't agree with me. Rashi says, they don't get it back. Apparently the way the Ramban understood Rashi He says, the Rambam says he gets it. From here we see the Rambam says he gets it back. Goes back to the Bailim. Says Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan don't agree with it. It only goes back to the Bailim, in which case, if it was not if he found it on his. Otherwise, Shumalo Hadar. Shumalo. The foreclosure is the foreclosure. Now, where is he? Now, according to the Rambam, this has nothing to do, obviously, with the general halacha of Shumah Adar. According to the Rambam, the general halacha of Shumah Adar only applies to karka. And here he says he's paying domim. Right? That's why it's so key to understand how the Rambam limited the halacha of Shumah Adar. Rambam, now, jumps in the Rashba to this whole thing. Says, wait 1 second, Rambam. No such thing. No such thing. The moment it's nignav or nevad, I agree with you what you said on that tzadetzai. I agree with you on tzadetzai. That the moment I take the object, is a chiyav hashofa. I have to give it back. And there's no chiyav tashlum on that chal at that point. But the moment it's nignav or nevad, then what kicks in is a chiyav achrayis, my chiyav shmiras poka. If it would still be in my backyard and I can't find it in my backyard, then I still have a chiyav shmira. And I still have a chiyav achrayis. For instance, I agreed to be a shomer for 30 days. After 15 days, the Bailam comes and says, I want my object back. I said, listen, I put it somewhere. I can't find it. No, I want the object back. So, can't find it back. Next day calls up, I found it. I said, fine. Keep it for another 30 days. That the Gemara didn't have a shiny Boba Kamakuf. Have some advice about that. Why? Because I was a shomer for 30 days. The shmir was never canceled out. It was always in my rishos. The Gemara only had a suffix with a shmir in Chiyav Achrayis was canceled out, whereas Nignaf was stolen. And therefore, there the Chiyav Achrayis kicked in. Otherwise, the Gemara never had a shaila. You know, that's, I agreed to be a shomer 30 days. I am a shomer 30 days. In the middle, I can't find it. Okay. That is not a shomer. I'm a shomer for another 30 days. Nothing ever canceled itself. But says the Rashba, if it's stolen or it's lost in the street somewhere, and it's no longer b'shus bailim, what is the din of a shomer to give it, to hold on to it for the bailim? That it should be in his rishus, held on for the bailim. The moment it's stolen or lost, his shmir is canceled out. No longer. The chiyav achrayis kicks in. There's now independent chiyav moment, independent of the chiyav hashava, and that independent chiyav moment is a chiyav moment totally independent of Chiyav Hashava kicks in. That independent Chiyav Mammon is collected and it's gone. Now, so wherein lies the Machlokes? So this is how the two of them look at it. So let's stay with the Ramban and Rashba. At what point are the Ramban and Rashba disagreeing? The Rashba says a very simple thing. The Chiyav Achrayis is an independent thing of the Chiyav Hashava. It's totally independent. The moment I'm Chayav Moment, that's an independent Chiyav Moment, totally independent of my Chiyav Hashava. And that totally independent thing is collected. And it's a chol that's collected. Once a chol is collected, you want it back. Now that gets into the general gedor and vatsitsa yoshiva hatov. Applies to karka, applies to metalton, applies to domim. Let's say I ended up paying you $100 bills, and shuma, so can I get the money back? Or I pay you with an object, I get the object back. That's the technicalities of Vatsisa Yoshua Hatov. There are three levels of payment: money, objects, karka. Vatsisa Yoshua Hatov certainly applies to karka. Does it apply to metalton or to doma? That's a separate issue. And totally separate issue. Now, this is how, and the Rav said it's an independent chibon, but comes along the Ramban and says, no, you're making a mistake. A total mistake. The Chiyuv Tashlum is part of the Chiyuv Hashofa. And the Chiyuv Hashofa is a two-level, object or substitute for the object. Kol zman I can give you your object back, there's no substitute for the object. So, l'chora, at this point, and this we'll see it as it develops more, then it is the Chiyuv Achrayi, is Chiyuv Tashlum something independent of the Chiyuv Hashofa? Or it's one together with the Chiyuv Hashava. Ramban says, it's one with the Chiyuv Hashava. And therefore, the moment I can actually be Makayim Hashava, because the object still belongs to you, would it be that the object no longer belongs to you, says the Ramban, no Chiyuv Hashava. In which case, for instance, it's stolen, there's a ganav, the ganav makes a shinoy on it, or whatever, there's no Chiyuv Hashava anymore. But as long as the Ramban says mamonad by them, they disagree on a very subtle term. Mamonad by them or shusad by them. Now, yes.
Where do we see in Rashi that there's an independent Chiyuv Hashava?
I'm just taking the words of the Ramban and the Rashba. That's all I did. We'll get back to Rashi in a second. Okay? Now, let me jump. But if you take a look carefully, the Ramban and the Rashba, and one talks about Mamona the Bailam, one talks to Rishus the Bailam. Why? Ramban says as long as the Bailam, it's their moment, and it belongs to them, the Shomer doesn't end up owning the object. He doesn't end up owning the object whatsoever. Where did he ever make a Kenyan to own the object? It's his money. He wants his money back. And that, and he's getting his money back. It's my money. I want my money back. My money gebach. The moment I get my money back, so the whole collection I made is gone. And what the Ramban is essentially saying is he has to give the object back. That's his chiyuv. Money as a substitute for object is a substitute chiyuv hashav. But a substitute chiyuv hashav is a substitute calls man, I don't have the real chiyuv hashav. Comes along, the Rashman says, no, I don't care about Mamona the Bailam. I care about Rishus HaBailam. The moment it's not Rishus HaBailam, his chiyuv as a shomer is gone, and a totally independent chiyuv comes into place now. That totally independent chiyuv comes into place is a chiyuv achray, is a totally independent chov. There's a chov like every other chov in this world. Every other chov in this world, the moment it's collected, so then the question is Shumahada, he collected karka. Sisa Yoshua Tov. With all its Gedarim, let's say I collected karka. And then this is a Gemara Shailand after Zion. Yova Orta Yova. I sold it, I gave it a Matana, I was Morishit. How far does it go? 20 years later, 30 years later, it's gone to 15 different customs of mine. When do you pull it back? How do you pull it back? It's a whole question of what. But those are Gedorim of Yotzisim HaYoshev HaTov. So the Ramban and Rashba have a very, very simple, simple, straightforward machlokas apparently here. It's going to have to be refined as we go on. The Ramban then says, wait a second, the Rambam agrees with me. Wait a second. Rambam says, Mishas Mashiach. And we'll have to see The Rambam doesn't paskin like the Ramban. That's Mishas Shvurim Eis. I understand the Ramban very well. The total sheet of the Ramban I understand perfectly. Zechiyav Hashavah. Everything in the Ramban is Zechiyav Hashavah. It begins and ends with Zechiyav Hashavah. All we're talking about is Zechiyav Hashavah. That's the whole story. The different formats for the Zechiyav Hashavah. Okay.
Good.
Yes.
According to the Rashi, there was
that means it's stolen or lost, yeah.
So what's that?
Okay, fine. Did he pay? He didn't pay.
Yeah.
He didn't pay. What? He didn't pay. So what is it? Right. There is, if he didn't pay, in a case that he didn't pay, so his chiyav hashavah is, since I didn't pay, to get it back. I have no chiyav achrayus. You see, if I did pay, so I was yotze my chiyav achrayus. The object belongs to me. I can chase the gun or keep the money, do whatever I want. But if I didn't pay, what's the case? I didn't pay, right? So I have to, and I was not able to be mekayem a chiyav achrayus, and there is no other chiyav that jumped in. So I still, I have to. What do I have to do? Chase it down to the Ganav and get it back to him, even though it's that part of my shmir is there. My chiyav achrayus is no longer there. My chiyav shmir is no longer there. But that part of my chiyav achrayus is there. My chiyav hashav is there because I have not satisfied the needs of the mafkid. If I've paid, see, what is it? Why is the Gemara day talking about nignava ba'onas? Because If I paid, according to the Rashba, I get to keep it. It's mine. So all my chiyuvim towards the Bailum have now been transformed from Hashava to Achrayas. My chiyuv Hashava is gone. The moment the chiyuv Achrayas, I pay, and that's what my chiyuv to the Bailum is. Nignav a bonus, no. I haven't substituted my chiyav hashavah with the chiyav achrayas. The moment I haven't substituted my chiyav hashavah with my chiyav achrayas, so my chiyav hashavah is still there, so I have to go and chase down the ganav. Yes?
We're basically saying
in
the
hashavah
that it's a chiyav
hashavah. No! The chiyav hashavah now swings to a chiyav, an independent chiyav achrayas. The Ramban, just the opposite. According to the Ramban, at what point? Ramban says as long as the object still belongs to the Bailum, as long as the object still belongs to the Bailum, I have to get that object back to them. And if I can't, I have a substitute Chiyav HaShavah. What's my substitute Chiyav HaShavah? Money. But it's a substitute Chiyav HaShavah. And therefore I can have the real Chiyav HaShavah. I don't use the substitute Chiyav HaShavah. See? And but according to Ramban, Rashba, it's an independent chiyuv. The chiyuv hashava now is finished, and what happens? I have a chiyuv achrayas money. It's an independent chiyuv moment. An independent chiyuv moment. Okay, so it's like any chiyuv moment I have. Best before closes on a chiyuv moment I have. So then my chiyuv moment. Then I want to, and I don't have money to pay, and they foreclose on property. So what happens? I can't get the property back. I can't. That depends on Shuma Hadar and the technical details. And that's only because of Asisa Yoshevatov. Bezim foreclosed on my property to fulfill my Chiyav Achrayas. And it begins and ends over there. The Ramban says, no, as long as the Bailim still own this object, the Chiyav HaShavah still exists, and the money that's collected is not an independent Chiyav, it's a substitute Chiyav HaShavah, as long as you have to substitute, you substitute. When you don't have to substitute, you don't substitute. It has nothing to do with Shuma Adar.
Ready?
Yes.
In the Rashba,
we have to say that new chiyav achayis replaces, or could we have both? And that would explain why he has to be chodar achar gan, because he also chayim in hashavah.
He only has to be chodar achar gan once. Where does he have to be Torah Chaganef? Nignav bonus, right?
Yeah.
Why? Why in the Nignav Uvav Shia? He has to pay.
Sorry?
Why is the Gemara talking about a Nignav bonus? What would the Rashba say? Is there Rashba and Baba Kama here? Let me see if he says Lav Davka or not. No. Where is it? Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Hugra Ganef. Otsimodin. So Rashi says, I have Mishal, he paid the Bailam, and he chases the Ganav. Enim Achuva Be'ene. I will let the name Otsimodin. Elin Shalim, Ve'enu Nishba. I will let him. Oh, Yamisa, Ben Shoma Socha, Ben Shoma Chinam, Ben Nishba, Be'embers, Ben Nishba, Sheka, Bailam, Chachinam, Chai, Vashami, Ben Sugas, and Magan, and Ben Yitzhak, and all the Rabba, all the Rabba, all the Rabba, all the Rabba, we're talking here about cases where the moment he pays, it's finished. According to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, if I have a chiyuv achrayus and I pay that chiyuv achrayus, so I have a choice. I want to chase down the ganav and get it. I don't want to chase down. It's my choice. If the ganav is a mafioso, I'm afraid he'll shoot me. So I won't chase him down. If he's just a nice, simple guy, and I can go in and take the object back, I go and take it back. That's very clear.
But before he pays, he has...
What?
Before he pays, he can choose to pay or to do Hashavah?
Before he pays? If he can get... That's a... If he has not paid yet, so that's according to Rashi, he has no choice. According to Rashi, if he can get it back. That means as long as the chiyuv hashoveh is possible, so chiyuv hashoveh is possible. If the chiyuv hashoveh is not possible, so then the chiyuv achrayus comes in, and he and he pays. It's independent chov.
Stolen, it's not automatically that he doesn't have the option of
hashavah. No, the moment I don't have the option, I pay. So then my chiyuv achrayus is there. And once I pay it off, That's finished. That's an independent chiyuv of nothing to do with hashava. The Gemara is there talking about ba'onus, but what would be if it was nignav stam? I'm not sure. I'm not even sure about that. The nignav stam also. Nignav is only if it's not retrievable. If it's not retrievable. If it's not retrievable, it's not retrievable. The moment it's retrievable, it's not nignav. Oh, but wait a minute, I dropped in the street. Okay, I dropped it. I'll go back 10 feet and look for it. So no. It never, and I can't find it. It's nignav, and I can't get it. At that point, the chiyuv achrayus kicks in. The Ramban and Rashba are very, very clear how they view the entire thing. It's a very clear how where the difference between them lies. The problem exists. It's not so halak. The Rambam says, Mishas Mishifa. Now, what is unclear, and that we'll have to see, Me'etz Hashem, when the Rambam Bechlau agrees with how the Ramban understood Mishas Mashicha, Mishas Shvur Mason. Everything I said was based on the fact that the Ramban has a very, very specific way of learning the Gemara in Baba Kama and the Gemara in Ksubas Mishas Shvur Mason. And the Rashba happens to agree with him there. Now, we have to see, does the Rambam agree with that? He doesn't agree with that. Because here he agrees with the Ramban that, now, according to the Rambam, the Shomer, the Mafkid, always gets his things back, and it's very interesting where the Rambam puts it. Now, there is, and he puts it in the halacha of keeping, and the Chanami, it's there in the Gemara. But there are two issues happening on a parallel way. The change in price, and in general, a Shomer V'Torah, so not Shomer V'Torah, is how that ties in with Shomer Hadar or not. That Me'etz Hashem B'li Neder, we'll see tomorrow, the other Rishonim, and we should be able to wrap up the sugya tomorrow and move on.